Bezras Hashem Yisbarech, today's daf is Lamed Hei Meseches Sota. It's the 1,214th daf in Shas. We are in the middle of Agadita about the Meraglim. Yesterday we weren't able to finish yesterday's daf, so we're going to pick up in the middle of Lamed Dalid Amid Beis in regards to the Gemara's exposition of the Psukim of the Meraglim, and so much of what we know from Rashi ala Torah about the Meraglim appears in today's daf. That's going to take us through Lamed Hey Amud Aleph, and then ultimately on Lamed Hey Amud Beis, the Gemara is going to go back to Klal Yisrael's entrance into Eretz Yisrael, which was brought up in the Mishnah about the brachos and klolos that were given at Har Grizim and Har Eval, and the avonim that we set up as we passed the Yarden. So let's Beis Hashem pick up where we left off on Lamed Dalet Amud Beis, mamish halfway through the Amud, parallel to Tosfos, maybe a line up, Dibar Maskel Bazeh. The Gemara, first word on the line is Meisha. Kvar Bikesh Meisha Olav Arachamim. The Gemara had taught us yesterday that Yehoshua asked for mercy from HaKadosh Baruch Hu when he went up alone. The Gemara is medayik from the Lashon HaPasuk there in Shlach, Vayalu V'negev Vayovoy Ad Chevron. Vayovoy is singular, not Vayovoyu. Now, we had many miraglim. Says the Gemara, it's because Yehoshua went alone to Ma'aras HaMachpelah. To this day, we have to sneak away to go to Ma'aras HaMachpelah. And Yehoshua had to sneak away to go to Ma'aras HaMachpelah to V'nishtateach HaKer Reavos. And he asked Shenetzal, Sheinotzel Me'atzas Miragli. He should be saved from the negative effects of the other leaders of Klal Yisrael. That is something that is a tremendous challenge. Yehoshua Kvar Bikesh Moshe Lov Rachamim, says the Gemara, but it wasn't Yehoshua alone that asked for help for himself. His Rebbe Meisha had already davened for him. Because Koye Shiachem Me'atzas Miraglim, he said, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, save you from the eights of the Meraglim, as the Pasuk says, Shenemar ve'yikra Moshe lo Yishei Abanin Yehoshua. He added a yud to the hay, and that stands for Koyosh Yachem Yatzis Meraglim. Hainu d'chsiv avdi kolev ekev oisa ruach acheres imoy. And the Pasuk also describes that Kalev did not go along with the Atzas Meraglim. The Gemara continues to darshan that when they came across Eretz Yisrael, there were many giants. The Meraglim went in, Visham Achimon Sheishai Vesalme. Achimon, what's that referring to? Miyoman Sheba Ochit. He was the strongest of the brothers. That's why he's called Achimon, from the Lashon Yuman. The Achi, the Yuman. Yoman could mean a daily calendar. I'm sitting in Ramat Beit Shemesh and looking in front of my Gemara is my Yoman. But it also refers to, from the word Yuman, could also refer to as the most choice. Sheishai, Shemesim es aretz ki chasais, that he would destroy the land under him. The land would burn under him is an expression that's used in English. Talmai, Shemesim es aretz tlamim tlamim. He would cause the land under him to clump into clumps of dirt because his strides were so powerful, the land under him would crumble. Davar acher, Achimon, what does Achimon mean? Bona Anas, he built the city of Anas. Sheishai bona Alash, Talmai bona Talbosh. Now, it's not so clear how the Gemara is darshaning their names. So, up until now, of course, Achimon was darshaning the Yuman Shalachiv. That was darshaning his name itself, expounding on the name of Achimon. However, here, it's not so clear what exactly we're referring to. That's the Beis HaRazim raises. Take a look at the Rashash that points out that there might be an entirely different way of reading our Gemara and fitting it back into the names. Yilidei Anak, Shema'aninkin Chama B'Komosan. It says that these were the children of giants, and that means that they would surround, have the sun surround their head due to their height. In other words, they were so tall that when you looked up and you saw them, it looked like the sun was right behind them. The Pasuk also said, V'chevron sheva shonim nivnesa. And Chevron, if you look in Parsha Shalach, describes in the Psukim that they went to visit Eretz Yisrael, and Chevron had been built 7 years lefnei tzoin Mitzrayim. What does that mean? Some have the girsa mai nivnesa. What does it mean that it was built before Mitzrayim? Ilay nivnesa mamish. If you're going to say that it was literally built It doesn't make sense that Hebron would be built before Tzion. Because who came first? First came Cush, then Mitzrayim. So, the order of Noach's children go in the following way. Noach had a children, Cham. And the Vnei Cham were Cush, Mitzrayim, and Canaan. So Canaan is the last. So it wouldn't make sense that Cham would build Hebron in the land of Canaan before he would build Tzoan in the land of Mitzrayim. Elo Shoysa Mavuna al Achad Mishiva Bitzon. It was built on land that was seven times better the fruits that would be built in the fruits that would grow in Mitzrayim. And Chazal add beautifully, Vein Lecha Troshim B'chol Eretz Yisrael, Yoysa Mechevron. And there's no area that's as rocky and as ugly as the land of Chevron. And we see that the Kivri Be'i Shichvi, because it's used as a burial place. Now what's amazing about this, Zocha to live in Eretz Yisrael, and to see this, is I was always struck from the first year that I came to Eretz Yisrael 11 years ago, and the Yeshiva Netiv Aryeh takes us to Maris HaMachpelah during Aseres Yimei Tshuva. I was struck as we were driving through it with a bulletproof bus through the area of Kiryat Arba, which is a Jewish area, which was nice and it was put together. And then we passed through the Arab area, on the fringes of the Arab area, which you have to be very, very careful. Not like some silly Americans that go in with a GPS. You don't do that. That's extremely, extremely dangerous. And we went through, and it was this rocky, run-down area where there weren't Jews living. It looked like it was from a war zone. Literally looked like it was from a war zone. And then you arrive to Ma'aras HaMechpelah, and then again, there is a nice lawn. But the area of Hebron itself does not have any agriculture or any fruits. And I was struck about Ashreinu Matov Chalkenu. And praised are those who've worked so hard to develop Artzeinu Akdosha, just to see the areas that Jews live in, how beautiful that they've become. May HaKadosh Baruch Hu continue to protect us here. Ve'en lecha me'ula b'chol ha'ratzos yesem Eretz Mitzrayim. And Eretz Yisrael, seven times better. The worst area is better than, seven times better than any area of Mitzrayim. And Mitzrayim is the nicest of all of Golos. Shenema kigan Hashem k'Eretz Mitzrayim, the Pasuk describes as Eretz Mitzrayim is Gan Hashem. Ve'en lecha me'ula b'chol Eretz Mitzrayim yosem Mitzon. And Tzayin is the nicest area of Mitzrayim. Dechsev ki hayu b'tzayin sarav. The Pasuk in Yeshaya lauds Tzoan as a beautiful place. Chevron is seven times nicer than Tzoan. Now the Gemara clarifies, this is before Tavshin, Samach, something, where you have bulletproof buses going to be Mishtateach, the Kivrei Avos. The Gemara clarifies exactly how Chevron looks. Could be where Ravina and Ravashi were writing this. They didn't have the opportunity, the schus that we have, to go to visit the Ma'aras HaMachpelah. Asks the Gemara, eight lines from the bottom, Chevron Trushim Havi? Was Chevron really Raki Voksiv? The Gemara only knows what Chevron looks like from the Psukim, it would seem. That after 40 years, Avshalom had said to David that he wants to go to Chevron, that he wants to bring a kiyum, a fulfillment of his neder. Now why did he go to bring a neder, which is generally a carbon, in Chevron? Lamer of Avya, v'yitem Rabba Bar Chanan shahalach lahavi kvasim mechevron. He went to take the lambs from Chevron. That there were lambs that were there in Chevron, and then he would bring it to, at that time, he would bring it to Givon to bring a carbon. V'tanya elam imoy kvasim mechevron. And that for the karbonos, they would get the lambs from Chevron. So what do you see now? If they were bringing a lamb from there, so then it would seem like it was an area that had pasture. It wasn't an area of trushim. It wasn't an area that was barren. And says the Gemara, Aidi deklisha ara of the rea. Once the dirt of the land becomes trushim, becomes worn out and weak, so then it begins to have grass that comes out from underneath. Of the Rev Shamein Kinyana. And that's the best thing for the fat of the sheep, and it makes the sheep fat. Period. Vayishu mitura arts going on to Lamed Hayim and Aleph. that the Meraglim came back from their trip of seeing Eretz Yisrael. Vayelchu vayavoyu on the top of Lamed Ei, Amar Rabbi Yechonam, Shumim B'Shim Bayechai, Makish Alicha Levbiya. Now notice how it says, they returned and they went and they came. So what does it mean, Halicha Levbiya, Ma Biya Be'etzara, just like when they came back with the plan to speak badly of Eretz Yisrael. Af Halicha Be'etzara, so too, when they left, they were already, their perspective was already there. My great Rebbe from Tarvidas, Rabbi Reisman Shlita, actually when I was in Tarvidas, he was still a Kolel fellow. He had just begun starting to say Shiurim in Hilchos Shabbos, and despite his young age as a Rebbe and my young age as a young man, he had a important hashpa on me. And he points out that everything about the Meraglim is all about their perspective, how they perceive things. That was how they interpreted things, and ultimately they went into it with a desire to see things one way, and of course that affected their perception. There's a lot to say about that, which is beyond our scope. Vaisapru loy vayomru banu uksiv efes kehaza om. So they described their coming into Eretz Yisrael. Now notice the Mefarshim point out the end of the pasuk. Vaisapru loy vayomru banu. The Gemara doesn't conclude the pasuk, but the pasuk says el aretz shachtanu gamzav es chalavud vashiv is apiryah. It is a shvach in Eretz Yisrael. However, they also said uksiv efes kehaza om. Hayoyshe Baritz, the pasuk continues, V'arim b'tzuris g'dolos ma'od v'gami l'idei ha'anok re'inu sham. That's where they spoke about the bad of Eretz Yisrael, that it will be a land that we won't be able to conquer. Amar Rabbi Yochanan Mishum Meir, Kol Hashanar Shein Bo Dvarem Es B'tchilos Ha'im Es Kaim B'Soifai. So they didn't start out by saying, oh, Eretz Yisrael is terrible, there are no nice fruits. According to this Havan of the Gemara, the fruits was actually a praise for Eretz Yisrael, but to set up the Lashon Hara in the end. So it starts off with Dvar Emes, and then they sneak in the bad words that becomes Lashon Hara. Vayas Kalev Yasam El Meisha, Kalev quieted him down. Omar, Rabba taught you, Sisam Bidvarim, that he swayed them with words. The Mefarshim explains that what it means is the following, that we're going to see as the Gemara goes on, that he began to speak as if he also was going to speak badly about Eretz Yisrael, and then they listened to him. He sees some advarim. He got them to listen to him, because they were already in the mindset that the Gemara doesn't explain, but they were already in the mindset to listen to the Meraglim. Pasach Yeshua, dekom ishtoi. What happened was, is that Yeshua wanted to respond to the words of the Meraglim. Amri leh, so Yeshua said, Dain rosh k'tiyo yimalo. But they responded to Yeshua and they said, look, who's this guy who's speaking, wants to be ahead? He doesn't have any children. In other words, Yeshua doesn't care very much because he doesn't have children. So they dismissed Yeshua's attempt to reject what they had said. Amar. So then what happened was, Kalev now began to speak to himself. Imishta'ina. Amri be milsa v'chasminli. If I'm going to speak straight to the matter, they're going to shut me up. And therefore, what emerges is that often a leader has to think out of the box and get to his point by going in a roundabout way. Amalan, and therefore he got up and he started speaking negatively as well, just like them. V'chiz zo belvad asalanu ben Amram. Was it this matter alone that Moshe had done that was bad for us? Savri, so Klal Yisrael thought, Bignuse Kamishtai Ishtiku, they were ready to sit and listen. Amalu, he said to Motzim Mitzrayim. He was the one HaKadosh Baruch Hu chose to take us out of Mitzrayim. V'karolanu Asayyam. And through him HaKadosh Baruch Hu split the sea. V'echilanu Asaman, he gave us the manti. Im Yomer, also Salamos, V'olulur Akiat lo Nishmalo. If he would say that we could even take ladders and go up to the heavens, we can't. Allah Nala Virashnu Asa, so certainly we can inherit Eretz Yisrael. Vanashim Asher Alu Lo Nuchal, and that's when the other Meraglim responded and said, no, we can't do it. Amrim Chini Bar Papa Davar Gadol Dibro Meraglim Bo Sasha. The Meraglim said something big at that moment. Ki Chazaku Mimenu, literally the Pasuk says that they said that the land is too difficult for us to conquer because the people are too strong. Amar Rabbi Chanina bar Papa Davar Gadol Dibur Magal Moshe Shaki Chazik Menu Al Tikri Mimenu Ela Mimenoi. That it's too difficult, not for us, but even too difficult, Kaviyachol, for HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Ela Mimenoi, Kaviyachol. Afilu Baal HaBayis En Yochol Otzi Kelev Misham. Even the Baal HaBayis, once he put these giants in here, will not be able to get rid of them. Eretz Ocheles Yoshevesi, they said it's a land that eats up its inhabitants. Darish Rava, Amar HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Anicha Shavtiya L'tova, Ve'em Chashvu L'ra. I had put these giants here for a good reason for Chal Yisrael, and somehow Chal Yisrael turned it on its head. Nichat shtivti ala tova, to kol eichu dematim meis, chashiva ditu, ki heicha dinitrindu v'lo lishlu abasrayu. I had people dying all the time when they were there, so that they would ignore the miraglim. V'gadarmi and others say it was slightly different in terms of levayis. Iyov Nachnav She, Iyov had passed away, Vitrudu Kole Alma Bespeda. And they were all involved with the Hespid for Iyov. Iyov seemed to have been a world figure. Heim Chashvu L'ra, and they turned it into bad, Eretz Ocheles Yoshevehi. And they turned what, often emphasizing Rabbi Reisman's point, that what happened is that they looked for the bad. And what is actually the good, they began to see as the bad. We were in their eyes like grasshoppers. In other words, easy to conquer. The Miraglim actually lied, says Rav Misharsha. How do the Miraglim know what the inhabitants of Canaan knot? Thought, if we thought that they were like grasshoppers, then I understand. But how do they know what the Miraglim are thinking? In other words, there was projection. There's a deep psychological thing here that's taking place. That they assumed how the Miraglim had looked at them. Velohi. However, the Gemara rejects this position of Ramesharshia, that they actually had heard them say, heard the giants describe them as grasshoppers. Kiavimavri avili tusi arse, when the mourners would pass through the trees, havimavri, so then the miraglim used to go and hide. The word mavri comes from the word sudas havra, that the suda of comfort for the miraglim. And what did the miraglim do? Sokul yosve beilane, they would hide in the trees, vishami de kamri, and they would hear the giant saying, kachazin and anshi de dami likamtsi beilane. We see people who look like grasshoppers. Vatisa kola ede vayinuas kolin vayivku, the pasuk goes on and it says that Klal Yisrael cried. Rabbi Yechon, oisa yoim erv tisha b'av haya. That night was either Tisha B'Av or Erev Tisha B'Av. Presumably, even if you're going to have the Girsa Erev Tisha B'Av, it means the night of Tisha B'Av. Amar HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Hei Bachu B'Chiyah Shalchinim, they cried for no reason. One of the most famous agadas in all of Shas, and probably one of the most painful ones. V'Anhiyek B'Lem B'Chiyah L'Doy Rois, and this night is going to be a time from crying forever. For generations. V'yomru kol ha'edo lirga mosam b'avonim. And the pasuk says that the entire nation described to that they should be stoned. In other words, the people accepted the words of Miraglim and they wanted to stone Kalev and Yoshua. Chvoid Hashem nira b'yel mo'yed el kol b'nei Yisrael. Amar b'chiyo barab melamed shenatu avonim uzarkam klapei malo. They didn't want to simply stone Yoshua and Kalev, but rather, if the pasuk says, "Lirka Mosam Bavan," immediately says, "Chvod Hashem Nir Baal Moed," that they wanted to stone Kaviyachol Hakadosh Baruch Hu. Of course, the previous lines are the world famous Gemara that the day of Tisha B'Av was Bechil Adoros, and the Gemara in other places says both Batei Mikdashim were destroyed on Tisha B'Av. And many have pointed out there were many terrible things that happened during this during that day, as well as the beginning of World War I began. The first shot was fired on Tisha B'Av, and according to many historians, World War I was really the opening for World War II. May HaKadosh Baruch Hu protect us and turn Tisha B'Av into a Yom Simcha. The Gemara continues. second wide line into the Gemara. Vayimusu anashim maitzei dibas haaretz rab b'magefa. Those who spoke badly about Eretz Yisrael died in a plague. Amar Shimon Lakish shemesu misa mishuna. As Rashi El Torah describes, like almost Rashi quotes almost all these Gemaras, that they died in an abnormal way. Amar Rav Chanina bar Papa darish Rav Shila ish kfar tamrasa malamin shenisravev l'shan their tongues hung out v'naf al tiburam and reached their belly button, vayu talam yotzim milshon nechas b'tiburam, and there were parasites that went into their belly button, b'tiburam nechas milshonam, and then it went onto their tongues. And that's one opinion. They died of parasites. Rachman Yitzhak Amar b'askara meisa, a special death called askara that the Gemara discusses in a few places. And that's a punishment of Lashon Hara, as the Gemara brings it out in other areas as well. It's a similar type of death that the Rashi and Shabbos describes, that people begin a sickness in their intestines, and then it continues throughout their body, even to their mouth. Now the Gemara stops discussing the Meraglim, and it goes back to our original discussion, and that was the discussion of how Bnei Yisrael entered into Eretz Yisrael. Originally, the Gemara had gone to the Meraglim because of our discussion of Yoshua. V'kivin sh'ala achron sh'bisrael min ha'yarden chazru mayim l'mekoman, when we arrived Transjordan into Eretz Yisrael proper, the Yarden returned to its place. Shnemar v'yiba lois ha'koyanim noisi orin bris Hashem mitoich ha'yarden nisku kapos ragle kohanim el ha'charova v'yishuvu me'ha'yarden l'mekoman v'yechu kismol shilshom al kol gidosav. Now Chazal understand this pasuk that the koyanim and the Aron turned back, while the moment in which all of Klal Yisrael arrived on the western bank in what we would call Eretz Yisrael proper, so then the Yarden continued to flow regularly. Nimtza, says the Gemara, Aron v'nosa v'kohanim mitzad echad, that the Aron and the Kohanim and those who were carrying the Aron were on one side, on the eastern side, v'Yisrael mitzad echad, and Yisrael, Klal Yisrael on the other side. There's a very sharp point, I think, in the Oz V'Hadar Gemara that they change it, just a technical point. We learned previously that it was the Kohanim who went out of their general custom, and they were the ones who carried the Aron and not the Levim. Hence, the appropriate gears in the Gemara probably should not be V'nosav V'Kohanim, as we learned in the beginning of our Perek. We saw this on the bottom of Lamed Gimel on the base, and therefore probably the correct girsa should be Aron nos v'nosav Kohanim, not v'Kohanim. But either way, the Kohanim are on the eastern side, Klal Yisrael is on the other side. So nosa Aron es nosav avar. So the Aron could carry its carriers, and they ki'ilu flew over the Yarden. Shnemar hi kasher tom kol om lavar v'yavor Aron Hashem v'kol nufnei And the Aron was over afterwards, even though the Yarden had already closed. Well, this is the way that if you read the Psukim, you'll see that Chazal's reading makes sense in terms of the literal understanding of the Psukim, that the Yarden closed, and then the Aron traveled over. And it was on this topic that Uzzah, as described in Shmuel, got punished, because Uzzah tried to catch the Aron himself. He went and he stuck out to catch the Aron, and he wasn't supposed to do that. And says the Gemara, that was based on his mistake that's connected to this. And that is, Amar lo HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Uzzah, HaKadosh Baruch Hu said to him, Uzzah, you think that you need to catch the Aron? Nosav nosa atzma lo kol shekein? If the ones who are carrying the Aron are carried by the Aron, certainly the Aron is not going to fall. And now the Gemara begins to discuss that mistake of Uzzah. Va'ichraf Hashem Uzzah va'ekehu sham al hashal. That Uzzah was struck immediately. Rav Yochanan v'Rav Elazar. Chad amar iskei shaloi v'chad amar shasat tzorcha b'fanav. Some say that the reason why he was punished is because he tried to grab the Aron, as we had just described. And some say he took care of his needs. In other words, gone to a bathroom in front of Aaron. Now that is a tremendous chutzpah. Some of Farshim learn that it actually is not because he intended to do that, but rather in his panic of the Aaron falling. So then some say that he defecated without shalom b'miskaven. There's also, based on the Gemara Megillah, that says v'tischalchal amalka, that when a person's in panic, sometimes their bodily functions go awry. Pasuk says v'yom hasham im aron elokim legata. Continues now talking about the falling of the aron and Uzzah's mistake, and Uzzah died on Rabbi Yochanan Uzzah balonim haba. Uzzah ultimately came to Olam Haba. Shnemar im Aron Olam, that he died with Aron Olam. Ma Aron Olam Kaim af Uzzah bala Olam Haba. So it's very, very interesting. On the one hand, he's punished. On the other hand, Kaviyachal HaKadosh Baruch Hu understands why he made his mistake on some level, especially if he was just reacting in an instinctive way. At the end of the day, he did not make the Kal V'chomer of the Aron being Nosei Nosav, Nosa Atzma, Lo Kol Shekein, it did not require his help, according to that first pshat. Vayichla David al Asher Paretz, Hashem Paretz Be'uza. David was very upset. Amar Ablozer, Shenishtanu Panav Kecharora. His face turned like a coal. So you're going to say that every time that's the meaning of Vayichar, it turns like a coal. Hasam Ksiv Af. Hachalo Ksiv Af. When it says Vayichar Af, then in such a case, it doesn't mean like it turning like a Charora. But here, it's turned like into something like a charara. Darish Rava, Rava had the following drash, Mipnei Manenesh David, Mipnei Shekara L'Divrei Teres Mires, is a very powerful Gemara. The Gemara says, five lines from the bottom, that David had referred to Torah as song. Shenem as Mires Ha'ili B'chukecha B'meis Megurai. Amar Le'akash Baruch Hu, Dvar Torah Shekosa Behen, His Ayef Einecha Boy, Ve'inenu, Ata Kariyah Oysen Zmiras, Torah, that if you blink it's your eye, it will be gone. Then you're going to call it Zmiras? In other words, Torah requires tremendous Yigin Amala. It's not enjoyable like Zmiras in the sense that it comes to you like an inspiration of song. Hareini Machshil Chabedover, and I'm going to cause you for an obstacle. Shafil Tinoka Shabbos Rabin Yodinosa. Even the Tinoka Shabbos Rabin will understand this. That everybody knows, every child knows that you're supposed to carry the aron on the shoulders and not put it in agala. But David made the mistake of bringing in agala. In other words, that he didn't show the appropriate kavod through amelos of carrying the aron. And then vayach banshei beis shemesh over here. Right here where I'm learning this with you from, in Beis Shemesh, there were many people that were smitten. Kiro ba'aron. They saw the aron, asking the Mishum derov ayach, seeing it was a problem. Rabbi Avol, Rabbi Lazar, how did they learn that why they were punished in Beit Shemesh, as the Pasuk described, that many died that day? Chad omer kotzim mishtachim hayu. They were cutting their wheat and they bowed down. V'chad omer mili nami omer. So one of there was that they kept on cutting and bowing down. They should have stopped entirely. And others say that the Avera was that they also spoke words against the Aron. Man amarcha diimris. Who caused you the anger? That you were angry and you weren't returned the Aron? Uman asa alacha dipaista. And who appeased you to come to us now? In other words, describing the galus of the Aron. And that was a bizayon of the Aron. Continuing on, three lines on top, two lines on top. There were many people who died in that day. Rabbi Avov, Rabbi Lazar, some say that there were 70 people that actually died. Not the simple reading of the pasuk was that they were 50,007. But rather, and each one of them was considered significant as 50,000. There were 50,000. So there were 50,000 that died, and each one of them is equal to the Sanhedrin. We're going to conclude Daf Lamed Hey over here, even though we're falling a little bit behind in the Daf Yomi. This Be'ezer Hashem concludes the Shakla Vitaria of the Agadah from Daf Lamed Aleph to Lamed Hey that described the Meraglim. We also got involved with the Aliyah Me Hayarden, and finally, once we discussed the Aron, we had this important expression that the Aron is no say Nasav. Then also we discussed the Avera of the Aron as described in Shmuel. This Bezer Hashem concludes Daf Lamed Hey in Meseches Sota.